Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
As I prepare this brief discussion, I have been listening to James Robison on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. At one time, James Robison was a Southern Baptist preacher, but changed to Pentecostalism. I do not know his reasons for the change, and I am not going to speculate. On today's program, he had as his guest Jim Baker of PTL fame. In recent years, Jim Baker has renounced his so-called health and wealth approach to preaching. I have read Jim's books, I Was Wrong, and Prosperity and the Coming Apocalypse, both published by Thomas Nelson in Nashville. I have no intention today of reviewing Jim Baker's books, but he does write very critically of the prosperity gospel. James Robison was very cautious in talking with Jim Baker. He seemed not to want to disturb anyone's religious convictions. I got the impression as I listened that one can preach the prosperity gospel or can refuse to preach it and still be pleasing in God's sight. Robison said, in effect, "We are all Christians. We are all in this work together. We do not want to alienate any brother or sister." Does James Robison not realize that false doctrine condemns? Is he arguing that we cannot know the truth, or that the truth does not really matter? It makes one wonder if Robison has ever read these words from 2 Peter. "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction." 2 Peter 2, 1. Not every false doctrine will cause the one who espouses it to deny the Lord who bought them, but many of them will. Religious liberalism is guilty of denying the Lord Jesus Christ. I could give you dozens of examples, but I will give you just one. Most Bible students, whether liberal or otherwise, know the writings of Dr. William Barclay of the Church of Scotland. I have been buying and reading Dr. Barclay's works for years, and have profited greatly from his Greek scholarship. But he refuses to accept what the New Testament says about Jesus Christ. For example, in his commentary on the Gospel of Matthew, Dr. Barclay says concerning the virgin birth, "This is a doctrine which presents us with many difficulties, and our church does not compel us to accept it in the literal and in the physical sense. This is one of the doctrines on which the church says that we have full liberty to come to our own conclusions." Page 20. The truth is, Dr. Barclay rejects virtually every miraculous event in the New Testament. Is one free to accept or to reject what he likes in the New Testament and remain a Christian? Of course, there are difficulties connected with the virgin birth of our Lord. But what about the resurrection of Christ? The events on the Mount of Transfiguration? Christ turning water into wine and feeding 5,000 people with a boy's lunch? Does anyone think he can explain any of these miracles? If he could, they would not be miracles. Besides all of this, what church has the authority to grant its preachers or members the freedom to reject whatever does not comport with our wants and beliefs? If we accept Jesus as Lord, we shall abide by whatever he says, even if we have difficulties explaining it or accepting it. My friends, I beg you not to reject the only hope this old world has to offer. We thank you for listening today, and may our Heavenly Father continue to bless you.